a very, very pleasant good evening to you. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast. I can tell you that it has been a very interesting half hour. As unexplained phenomenon goes, this one will reverberate for centuries. And we do have on the line Dr. Johnson Jameson. We have had the sighting of UFOs. We have had the Yeti. We have had the Bermuda Triangle. We've had crop circles. But what happened yesterday is, I believe, the very first time an unexplained phenomenon has occurred that we have all been witness to. It's frightening. It turns your stomach. It makes you want to retch. And yet you can't take your eyes away from it. General Johnson Jameson is on to explain it from his bunker complex some 600 feet below the Manitoba crust. And a very good evening to you, General Jameson.
Good evening, Art.
I am absolutely astounded by this, and are you able to make head or tail out of it?
I'm going over my facts and figures right now. I was at my telescope looking out into the night, and I didn't see anything, but let's just say we're frightened.
Well, NASA and JPL...
Confirmation from JPL.
They have both confirmed this unusual cosmic event. Brad Pitt has announced he's opening his own clothing line.
Scares the crap out of me. I can...
And our challenge is twofold: to explain this phenomenon and to milk this bit for as long as we can, possibly, hopefully, to the end of the hour.
I will try to help you milk it. I don't know if there's enough material there to... In other words, you're making a very... You're making a difficult stretch. Brad Pitt opening his own clothing line and an Art Bell shtick, you know?
Well, let's just see what we can do. I'm Art Bell, and this unexplained cosmic phenomenon... Brad Pitt opening... I've never seen this happen before, have you?
Never. Never. It's completely unknown to the experience of man, a celebrity opening up their own line of clothing. I have never heard of a female celebrity, for instance, opening up her own line of workout clothes.
It's just never happened.
Never. And so,
Well, what do you have? What so far do you have,
Well, I went into the laboratory and collated some information. Apparently, Brad Pitt's socks will go for $60, a T-shirt for $350, and rubber flip-flops with Brad Pitt's name on them, $70.
Are these good deals?
Sure, yeah, whatever. You know, go ahead, Art, buy yourself a whole bunch.
Because the flip-flops with his name on it, they seem pretty...
Yeah, well, I think so. Also, he has a cologne out. Now, the new Brad Pitt cologne, I'm told, smells just like someone's ass, or Old Spice, whichever comes first. $50 for a bottle of that.
All right, so Brad Pitt cologne, it smells like ass, $50. Now, how could this happen? Why weren't we on guard for this?
Well, I don't know. It's so, as I say, unexpected and unexplained. I heard there were rumors, Kathy Lee Gifford, Jacqueline's, but I don't go into Kmart, so why would I... You know,
is he going to sell his stuff in Kmart? Or?
Well, I don't know. Brad Pitt selling his stuff in Kmart. I would suggest that he does, because the only reason why... Who's going to go down the street wearing Brad Pitt tennis shorts? Isn't that gay?
I don't know. Question on the table right now. Is it gay, or would it be, to wear Brad Pitt clothing with his name on a little logo there right above your left breast? And, of course, the little polo mallet man and all that Ralph Lauren jazz. Most of these clothing lines, of course, that celebrities do open up, are they ever successful? Do they ever...
I don't know, because I thought this was the first that had ever...
Oh, yeah, you're right. I've never seen this happen before.
Right. When a celebrity thinks they're big enough in the eyes of the public, they automatically assume they can push their crap can clothes on us, and I think that's what's happened. I had a pair of... You know, do you know the David Brenner? Underwear was his thing, and they came with a pre-embroidered skid mark. And
that's fascinating.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's just hope that this kind of thing can be contained. This sort of thing is certainly, as I say, well without the realm of human experience. I've never heard of anybody, movie star, talk show host, singer, dancer, none of those people opening up their own line of clothing.
Robert Redford has a line of furniture.
Really?
Yeah, and it's real garbage. And I think that some other ass, Bill Blass or somebody like that, like a designer, he has his own furniture too.
Well, when you say it's garbage, what do you mean?
Well, I mean it all looks like it comes from my old ranch in Wyoming, and it's real rustic, and it's all like $9,000 for a bar stool. And, you know, it just... I mean, you wander the streets for hours with a stunned look on your face after you buy something like that. Hi, how are you? Fine. I just bought one of Robert Redford's bar stools for $9,000, and you're never the same. And I think if you put on a pair of Brad Pitt's clothes, just a shirt, a suit, pants, just anything like that, there is Paul Newman's spaghetti sauce and salad dressing, but even just the salad dressing's good. The spaghetti sauce tastes like it's urine. So I...
Well, I don't know. I've had the Paul Newman spaghetti sauce, and I thought it was quite good. But then I don't like Italian food, so I wouldn't know the difference.
No, you don't know the difference, and that's intended for people who don't. But I'm just shocked. I'm shaking. I'm stunned.
Well, General Jameson, thank you so much for that, and we, of course, will be updating everyone on the line of clothing from Brad Pitt. Maybe Alfalfa will be coming out with his own, some Stymie or something like that. Stymie's new designer tennis clothing, something. General, do you think I'd be successful if I opened up my own line of clothing?
Eminently, yes. I think an Art Bell line of clothing. Now, that makes sense. Sure, yeah, I'd run right out and get an Art Bell Banlon pullover tennis shirt. What, are you nuts?
Well, I just thought that,
Come on! Art Bell, you're the guy that has outer space all the time. What am I going to wear? Maybe if you came out with a space helmet, that would be great.
Well, I was thinking of that, the Art Bell line of space helmets.
Sure. You can come out with a space helmet. And how about this? Aluminum boots. And you can say that they're anti-gravity boots. That way people will think they can fly.
Well, let me write that down.
Well, don't bother writing it down because your fans don't have two quarters to rub together. They're about as cheap as Henry's.
All right. But I really like the idea of the anti-gravity boots. How about an aluminum suit that protects you from radiation?
Yes, that's it. All of your fans can walk around in aluminum suits, big space helmets, and anti-gravity boots. Hey, look, it's the Art Bell line of clothing. Holy Jesus. You know, why do you have me on your show?
Well, just a suggestion, General Jameson.
I think you ought to model the suit after the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz.
That's an idea, with a little conical hat.
Yeah, pointed hat. This is the new Art Bell leisure suit. It's the Tin Man.
All right, well, thank you, General Jameson, and certainly we'll be checking back in with you to see if any of this clothing is actually affordable to the average man.
Thank you.
This has been Coast to Coast. I'm Art Bell.